What is it that burns in me?
Solomon, when he finished building, preparing the temple, which was the place that was going to be with the center of worship for his people. And God gave all kinds of instructions about things that they were supposed to do there, about sacrifices and offerings, all kinds. There's a lot of work that had to be done. And then something peculiar happened when everything was put in place. And everyone kind of knew what they were supposed to do. And the musicians began to play. They were worshiping. All the Levites who were musicians, Asaph, Heman, Jeduthun, and their sons and relatives, they stood on the east side of the altar, dressed in fine linen and playing cymbals, harps, lyres. They were accompanied by 120 priests, sounding trumpets. Kind of reminds me of the 120 who were in the upper room. 120 priests sounding trumpets. The trumpeters and musicians joined in unison to give praise and thanks to the Lord. Like kind of what we were doing this morning, giving praise and thanks to the Lord, accompanied by trumpets, cymbals, and other instruments. The singers raised their voices. So you had the instruments and then the singers. Because that's an instrument too. We all raise our voices. That's us raising their voices in praise to the Lord. And they sang, "Oh, he is good. He is good. His love endures forever." And then something happened. They were all ready to start all their stuff that they were supposed to do and everything in order. We're going to do this. Everyone has their assignments. The idea was to do your assignment to glorify God and show that you're serving him, worshiping him. And then something happened. Something happened that stopped everything. They couldn't do anything. It says, then the temple of the Lord was filled with the cloud. Then the temple of the Lord was filled with the cloud, and the priests could not perform their service because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord filled the temple of God. God interrupted everything. He interrupted everything. I believe that God likes to interrupt things. Even though there were things that needed to happen, he was pointing out to them, but the most important thing, the most important thing of everything, the most important, the biggest takeaway of everything to do with God is, I want to be with you. He wants to dwell among us. He wants to be the center. He wants us to be looking for him. Jesus said it, when two or three gather in my name, I'm there. I'm going to be there in the midst of you. Moses, when he was getting ready to go in to do the exploits for God and things that God wanted him to do, he has a conversation with the Lord. He says, God, teach me your ways so that I may know you and continue to find favor with you. And the Lord said, my presence will go with you. My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. And then Moses said, listen to his heart. Listen to Moses' heart. And Moses' understanding. If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless this is your people. All of us are his people. How many here are one of God's people? We're God's people. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth? What will distinguish? What will distinguish his people from all the other people on the face of the earth if it's not this? And Moses said, and if we don't have this, God, let's just stop everything. Are you with me on this? Let me say, if God is not going to show up, I'll stay home. I know I can watch the football game or something. I can do something else than just work and do, because I can do something. I don't have to be in church to do good works, to do this, that. I can do a lot of things without going to church. I can perform many, many services without going to a church building. But the presence of God, that is the feature. That is what distinguishes. In Corinthians, says, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to move among you. I'm going to dwell with you. His glory filled the temple. Before the temple, they had the tent of meeting where Moses would meet and the glory of God would fill the tent. Then they had the sanctuary, the tabernacle, and now they had the temple. And guess what? He's inhabiting now. There's no temple in Jerusalem that he's inhabiting. He says, you are the temple. You. Talk about love. Talk about you are the temple. Me. I'm the temple. And I want to dwell in you. And when God comes, things happen. Change takes place. Everything that we need. He says, in your presence is fullness of joy. Whatever we need in his presence. Charles Finney, great evangelist, said this, this is a distinguishing feature. We're going to pray in a minute. In the presence of God, if the presence of God is in the church will draw the world in. If the presence of God is in the church will draw the world in. Jesus said, my house is going to be called the house of prayer for all nations. They just know I can go there and I can meet God because his presence is there. If the presence of God is in the church will draw the world in. If the presence of God is not in the church, the world will draw the church out. Leonard Ravenhill, great evangelist and teacher. You can have all your doctrine right, yet still not have the presence of God. All your I's dotted, T's crossed, and still. A.W. Tozer, one of my favorite writers, he said, the presence of God and the manifestation of the presence are not the same. The presence of God and the manifestation of the presence are not the same. There can be the one without the other. God is here when we are wholly unaware of it. He is manifest only when and as we are aware of his presence. He said also, we should come to the church not anticipating entertainment, but expecting the high and holy manifestation of God's presence. Amen. Worship is not some performance we do, but a presence we experience. How many say amen? Amen. So there's a song that we learned on Tuesday night called Waymaker. And it acknowledged, God, you are here. You are here. You're moving in our midst. And because of that, we worship you. And even in that worship, did you notice? You can start playing that, Paul. Did you notice even in the, as they were worshiping God in the temple, as they were worshiping God, the glory came. As they were worshiping God, God's glory filled the temple. Because that's what we're supposed to do. When God comes in somewhere, listen, if Jesus Christ was here right now, would anybody be worrying about anything else? If he stood in our midst with all his glory, would we be thinking about anything else? Wouldn't we be jumping all over him? Because we know he has what we need. God, Jesus, and we will bring everything to him. Oh my gosh. We bring him because God, we know he can solve every problem. He can heal everything that's needed. Yet that's his promise. That's his promise. Where two or three gather in my name. If you really gather in my name, not for entertainment, not for other things, and there's time for everything else. Listen, there's a time when we go out and do things, and yes, absolutely. I'm the executive pastor here. I know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Finances and everything else. I gotta pay attention to all those things, and they're all important. They have their place, but nothing takes the place of being in God's presence. Oh. Mary's listen. Martha was so busy with everything else, and she said, come on, there's so many things to do. Look at Mary sitting there like a dodo, wasting time. For her, it was a waste of time. And Jesus didn't say, yeah, you're right, you know, there's a lot of stuff to get done here. Well, there was many things to get done in the temple, too. But when God's glory came, everything stopped. Because this was the end of the matter. Everything was a means to an end. This is the end. Get everybody in front of God. So Jesus said to her, no. You're worried about too many things. Too much. Well, just a few things are necessary. In fact, just one. She's sitting at my feet. She picked the best thing. His presence. John, I love John the Baptist's ministry. He says, I must decrease and he must increase. That's the ministry of every minister. Let me shut up and you increase, Scott. You increase. So he's here today. He is here. How many say amen? He is here. Not just theologically and doctrinally. No, he is here. I know he's here. Yes, he's here. And when I talk to him, I know he hears me. I have his ear. You have his ear. He wants to hear you because he wants to answer you. He says you don't have because you don't ask. Ask and you shall receive. Anybody have something they need God to answer right now? You have a need? Anybody have a need? Come on, let me see. Raise your hand. You have something. You need a miracle. You need God to do something. We're going to sing. We're going to learn this song. And then we're going to interact with the reality of the fact that God is here and he wants to move in our midst. You are here moving in our midst. Help us with Waymaker. Help us with that, Polo.
You are here.
I'm going to ask everyone stand with me. Stand. This is the last song we're going to do.
I worship you. I worship you. You are here, rearranging destinies. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, and you're turning lives around. Oh, I worship you. I worship you. You are here, and you're working miracles. Oh God, I worship you. I worship you. I call him, yeah. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Lift your voice and say, Waymaker, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
We
sing that part again. Waymaker, oh.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
One more time we call it.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Let's sing, you are here.
You are here,
touching every heart.
And you're touching every heart.
Oh Lord, we worship.
I worship you.
Oh,
I worship you.
You are here.
You are here,
healing.
And you're healing every life.
Oh, oh, oh.
I worship you.
I worship you.
I worship you.
You are here.
You are here. You.
Lift your hands and worship.
I worship you.
You are here.
You are here.
Mending every heart.
Mending every heart.
Oh Lord, we worship.
I worship you.
I worship you.
I worship
now let's lift this up. Waymaker, yeah.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper. Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
We call him Waymaker,
Waymaker, miracle worker.
You just believe
him. Light in the darkness,
that's who you are.
That is who you are.
One more time, lift it up. We say Waymaker,
Waymaker, miracle worker.
Won't he do it?
Oh,
he's the light in the darkness.
That is who you are.
Oh, one more time. We lift it up.
Waymaker,
miracle worker,
promise keeper, light in the darkness.
My God,
that is who you are.
You wipe away every tear. And you mend the broken heart. You're the answer to it all. Whatever you're looking for, oh, oh, oh. You wipe away every single tear. And you mend the broken heart. You're the answer to it all. Oh, you're the answer. Let's lift it up. Let's lift this chorus up one last time.
We call him Waymaker. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
If you believe it, say Waymaker.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Thank you, Lord. Some of you might be thinking right now, yo, Frank, I got problems, and no one understands my problems. Been going on for a long time. I don't see a way out. Well, he knows. I don't know all your names, but he knows your name. He knows your name. He knows exactly what you're going through. He made the way for Israel to go through the Red Sea, right up the Jordan. beginning of this year, I had a 10-year problem, 10 years, with you, my wife and I shared it at a Tuesday night prayer service. 10 years. And the beginning of this year, God, 10 years is a long time. How many need God to make a way for you? Let me see. There's something you need. I need God to make a way. My children, physical, emotional. Just lift your hand. Lift it high to God. God, you're the way maker. Would you make a way for me, God? Would you make a way? People look around everyone. There's someone in front of you with their hand up. Just put your hand on their shoulder right now. If there's someone around you with their hand up, put your hand on their shoulder right now. Put your hand on them right now. Just keep your hand up before God. And sing it to God. You are here. You are here, God. You're moving in our midst. I worship you. Great Paul, you are here, God.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, rearranging destiny.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
And I worship you. I worship you.
You are here.
You are here.
Turning lives.
You're turning lives around.
Jesus.
I worship you.
I worship.
I worship you.
You are here.
You are here.
And you're working miracles.
Miracles, God.
I worship you.
I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. Oh God, I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you.
Father, let those chains fall right now. Let paths be clear.
Hello,
remove all the debris.
Alice.
Remove all the blockages. In the name of Jesus. Let light come in the darkness. Your light. In your light, we see light, God. Let your light shine on your people now, your children. You're the way maker. Make a way, Lord, where in our minds there seems to be no way, but you make a way where there seems to be no way, Lord. But you make it. You're the way maker. You're the peace speaker. You're the miracle worker. You're the promise keeper. And today, Lord, God, we lay these at your feet. To the one who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, beyond all that we can ask or even imagine. God, we can't even think about it. That limits you. Whatever we think limits you, Lord, because it's beyond. Because you work all things together. All things together for good to those who love you. Called according to your purposes, God. So work in all of them now, Lord. Work in every situation, God. Bring healing. Bring healing, God, to your people, your kids, your children here today. We are your children. Bring healing. Bring strength to the weak. Sight to the blind. Hearing to the deaf. Life to the dead, Lord. God, if there's anyone here who doesn't know you, God, that you would awaken them right now, Lord. You would let them hear. Let you say, my sheep will hear my voice. Let them hear your voice, Jesus. That you love them. You love them, God. And you are what they have been yearning and seeking for and needing, Lord. And God, we covet your presence. We desire your presence, Lord. In our home, in our jobs, in our churches, God. in our meetings, Lord, in our relationships. Make us sensitive. Make us tender to you, Lord. We ask it from you in the name of Jesus. Everybody said, amen, amen. Okay, I got one assignment for you here. In your bulletin, there's a prayer request. Look in your bulletin right now and just take that request out. This is just a sample. Again, normally at our prayer services, we gather into groups, but we're not going to be able to do that today. But I want, we didn't have a prayer service these 2 weeks because of the holidays and so forth. We're going to convene next week again. But what you have in your hand is what we do. We take these requests, we read them. So read it right now. Read it right now. Danny, I'm going to ask you to pray in a second here. Read that request right now. Somebody sent that in. Maybe one of them, you sent something in here. There's a table in the front. We usually, people write when they come in, write requests down. And during that service, we're going to pray over the ones that came in and the new ones that came in. You have that? Get that request in your heart right now. Get it inside your heart. Because someone's depending on us. We talk about this a lot at our service and learn how to pray. Just being around people, it helps you so much. Get that in your heart. You all got it? Lift that request now to God. Lift it up to God. Lift it up to the Lord. Yeah. Danny can lift up his voice right now. Danny, here's a microphone here. He's gonna represent, but everybody, just, you can open your mouth and pray right now for that request of the Lord, and Danny's going to lead us.
I will call upon the Lord. Who is worthy to be praised? So shall I be saved from my enemies. O Lord, how shall we escape? How shall we get out from under the weight of this world, the obstacles in our lives, the burden of sickness, the brokenness of relationships? Lord, how shall we escape? O Lord, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Oh, Lord, might we right now make a commitment never, ever, ever to neglect this great gift that you have given us. Lord, we want to thank you today. You have said, ask and you shall receive. Lord, so we ask, we come before you this morning. And we take these prayer requests and we bring them before your throne. And we say, Lord Jesus, take them. Take our burdens. Take them upon yourself. For your yoke is easy, your burden is light. Lord, so we take your promise into our heart tonight. And we release our needs to you. Because, Lord, you are the way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. That is who you are. And Lord, we give you thanks. We give you thanks, Lord, because it's as well as done now in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus.